Today is National FASD Awareness Day. FASD, or fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, is a developmental disability caused by prenatal exposure to alcohol. Alaska and some of its schools are at the forefront of working to understand and prevent it. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder occurs everywhere people drink. That's according to Deb Evenson, a consultant who works with behaviorally challenged kids across the country.
Alaska has a high rate of children, adolescents, and adults with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and guess what? So does the rest of the country. What's exciting is that in Alaska, we're talking about it.
That's the approach two school districts in Alaska are taking to deal with FASD. Conversation.
The Kenai School District, along with Anchorage School District, are the first school districts in North America to attempt to deal with the challenges faced by students with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders in every grade level and every program. That's gigantic.
Evenson says it's a ground-up approach. The schools are working with outside consultants like her to educate teachers about handling kids with FASD in the classroom. They've been provided informational materials and workshops and been given access to college-level courses on the topic.
We believe that the challenges in a system are best solved by the people that are on the grassroots level, and that the school teachers in this district and administrators in this district are the best problem solvers.
By ensuring educators understand FASD, Evenson says it gives them the tools to create a structured, clear, and appropriate learning environment for all of their students. She says between 2 and 7% of all students in the U.S. are prenatally exposed to alcohol. That's why she says the education has to start at home.
A diagnosis of an FASD is the key to unlock the door to know how to work with the child.
The most important resource that we have is knowledge.
Vicki Tinker is the coordinator of the FASD program at Frontier Community Services in Kenai. She says education over the last decade means a lot of women know that no amount of alcohol is safe while pregnant. But the numbers haven't changed much. So she says there has to be communication across the board to deal with the whole issue.
You know, if we can help this generation to understand the damage that drinking during pregnancy does, and if we can help the people who already have FASD as they are planning their families and growing into adulthood, I think we do a lot to prevent the next generation. And if our legal professionals understand it, if our medical professionals understand it, and if our teachers and all those people have influence, I think that's the most powerful thing we can do.
That means talking about contributing factors like access to birth control, familial alcoholism, and more. She says there's often a correlation between historical trauma and abuse in the mother's life that can lead to drinking while pregnant.
There's a huge overlap between trauma and FASD. So pretty much everybody who walks in our door with FASD also is dealing with trauma. It's just the nature of their lives and what they're born into, and we address both issues. And so we're really at the forefront of what's happening in the field of FASD and in the field of trauma.
It's a societal issue that communities need to be open about. Deb Evenson says addressing it takes courage. But because Alaska and its schools are taking a holistic approach, talking about all of the issues, social, cultural, and medical, she thinks there's hope for the future.
We'll look back in our history books or read in our however we learn then about a challenging time in our culture. And there was a lot of trauma. A lot of women drank during pregnancy, and we didn't know what it did. And a lot of children were born with FASD. But that doesn't exist anymore. So that's where we're going.
And it all starts with education. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.